Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Friday night, y'all. What's up? Y'all know how I get down. I'm always vibing to the beat, to the background. Yeah, what's up? It's that Bay Area type beat, you know, instrumental shit right there. What y'all know about that? Well, anyway, I want to call this segment, ladies and gentlemen, After the Game. Shit, after the Friday night games. Shout out to my Lakers. Go Lakers. They back in the 8th spot. Golden State Warriors just got their ass beat by the New Orleans Pelicans. They back at the 10th spot, nigga. What? Go Lakers. Back at the 8th spot. Shit. The Suns is still playing right now. They're going up against the Kings, but I want them to, I don't know, man, who I want to win that motherfucking game. Shit, I just want the Lakers to get to 7. You feel me? Shit. Anyway, y'all. What's up with them damn Dubs? Now, I'm in the Bay Area, but I'm a diehard Lakers fan. You feel me? I did root for the Warriors once before because I'm in the Bay Area. But, you know, I'm a diehard Lakers fan. But you know what I don't like about all these motherfucking teams to go up against my Lakers who always beat them? They always seem to find life, the fountain of youth and all that shit. Is they always, that was that tough. You know what they remind me of? Them tough guys. They some Billy Badass motherfuckers. When they always pick on a weak opponent. When the opponent is missing a couple of pieces, whatever. They feel so macho and so bad and unstoppable when they go up against the Lakers. They remind me of that fake ass tough guy. That's what the Warriors remind me of. And all them other motherfucking teams that be playing terrible until they go up against my Lakers. They're like them flashy tough guys. Yeah, they bad to the motherfucker when they go up against the Lakers. But soon as they go up against somebody else, they always get their ass whooped. You cannot tell me, ladies and gentlemen, that ain't no fake-ass tough guy. Billy Badass. I'm like this. Anybody, a bad motherfucker, when they go up against the Lakers, yeah, y'all bad, huh? Y'all bad. Y'all sticking out y'all chests, huh? Every time y'all go up against the Lakers, y'all healthy and feeling good, huh? Until your motherfuckers get your ass whooped by another team. Now, that's a damn shame. Yeah, they some tough motherfuckers when they go up against the Lakers. But soon as them motherfuckers go up against another team, another squad, they end up getting their ass whooped. Dubs, where you at? Where you at? Now, on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, /X, they had the Golden State Warriors and New Orleans Pelicans hashtag going on. I said, why don't you play them like you played the Lakers? Warriors, what's up? Where y'all superpowers at? Shit, they just beat the Lakers and they beat the Portland Trailblazers. Now, all of a sudden, these motherfuckers lose to the New Orleans Pelicans. Ain't that crazy? Now, y'all done whooped my Lakers. Yeah. You beat the Trailblazers. Of course, they weak. But then you end up getting your ass whooped by the Pelicans. Ain't that some shit? And then, what's his name? Well, you know that. I can't even say that guy's name. But y'all know him and Klay Thompson were chirping back and forth. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, here we go again. The Warriors are back to looking irrelevant right now. That's what they back to looking like. Yeah, they look like they superstars. Motherfucking all-star team. When they went up against my Lakers, they could not miss a shot. Now, all of a sudden, they back to number 10. They struggling and shit. Warriors, what's up with that shit, man? What? Hey, Draymond Green, where you at, nigga? You was hitting all them threes and shit against my Lakers. Klay Thompson, what the fuck you at, man? What the hell you at? Steph Curry, what the hell you at, nigga? What's up? What's up? Y'all was about that life when y'all was going up against the Lakers. Fuck the motherfucking Trailblazers. They weak and they ain't got nobody over there. They don't count. But motherfucker, you just got your asses whooped by the New Orleans Pelicans. Shit, y'all was on a roll. Y'all was going up against the Lakers. Shit, y'all was showing y'all ass and shit. Y'all was playing way better. What the fuck happened? You know what? Yeah, I know what's up with y'all, Golden State Warriors. Y'all flash in the past. Y'all that motherfucking tough guy to beat up on weaker guys. Yeah, and show your ass until somebody else come up and whoop your ass. Yeah, you a bad motherfucker with your chest out when you go up against my Lakers. But look at you now, back at number 10. You're back to looking irrelevant. Shit. How soon things change so fucking quick. Shit. You know what? They lost at home. Ain't that some shit? The Golden State Warriors, ladies and gentlemen, lost at home while playing the New Orleans Pelicans. I thought that they were unstoppable at home and nobody can't win. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you why and how they got their ass kicked. The New Orleans Pelicans kept on doing them damn jump shots. And the motherfuckers were coming from the Golden Gate Bridge all the way to the damn arena. I'm just saying, that shit was coming from motherfucking Oakland to San Francisco. San Mateo, nigga. Did y'all see the motherfucking, them shots from downtown? That shit was like, man, the New Orleans Pelicans were throwing that shit so far, it looked like somebody was throwing a damn football across the field. That shit, and that's what got the Golden State Warriors. They couldn't stop that shit. They cannot contest that shit. They couldn't stop the New Orleans Pelicans from doing the motherfucking jump shots. And that shit was whoosh, whoosh, going in, swish, going in. Hey, they had no answer for that shit. Now, the Warriors, they tried their best to try to warm up and try to get something going. But the motherfuckers, hey, they couldn't do it. The New Orleans Pelicans, they stayed a couple of steps ahead of the motherfuckers. And that was it. Shit, wow, that shit crazy. Shit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Thank you for tuning into the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. And the truth is, every team to go up against my Lakers who find youth, find life, the motherfuckers are all tough guys. Yeah, they all tough guys. That's what they is. Anybody can beat the Lakers. That's what everybody do, beat up on the Lakers. Like, you really beating a motherfucking team that's got championship aspirations. I'm just saying. Like, you beating a motherfucking top seed when the Lakers are at the bottom. Ain't that some shit? Acting like you beating the number one seed. And you playing the Lakers. Y'all get up for the Lakers. Y'all some tough guys when it comes to the Lakers. And then you motherfucking shrink when you get in front of other teams. That's a real fucking shit. Ain't that some shit? Just like the Sacramento Kings when they lost the other motherfucking night. Yeah. To the New Orleans Pelicans. Yeah, the motherfuckers are all, they got heart when they go up against the Lakers. Yeah, that's some real shit. Ladies and gentlemen, what we got here is tough guys in the NBA. That's these teams, you know, that go up against the Lakers. The motherfuckers are all flash in the pans. You feel me? Well, anyway, this is, after the games. We shout out to my Lakers. Go Lakers. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali, and I'm up off this motherfucker. Go Lakers. Shit.